time for this afternoon's postgame coaches interview presented by Bearings. And, Coach, early on we saw that Fordham defense that created some havoc. At that point, how important was it to try to get in transition and get some better looks?
Well, I think we were in transition early, and that got us the lead early. And then we gave up some baskets, and, of course, we sent them to the foul line far too many times. And when you send them to the foul line and they're a great foul-shooting team, all of a sudden you have to take it through the net. And taking it through the net really disrupts our transition. And they are terrific with their defensive schemes. You could see it's reflected in our shooting percentages, 37%, 18%, 63%. That's just not the kind of shooting percentages that we're accustomed to having, but credit Fordham and their defense for that.
Talk about your defense. How pleased were you on that side? You end up a plus 10 on the boards, including 13 offensive rebounds. Other than one segment of this game, seemed like you guys were locked in.
I thought our defense was superb. I think we were connected. We were talking. We were down. We were there. We were ready. We were around a rim, protecting the rim. We used on bars. We did a lot of great things. And I don't think this game will go down in offensive categories as being a well-played basketball game, but it was a hard-fought game. Let me tell you, they play from opening tap to closing buzzer, and they make you play so hard. And I was pleased with the way we responded defensively on the glass. So very, very pleased with that.
Sam Benega was a big part of that on the boards. Finished with 9, also 17 points. He was a big factor today, wasn't he?
Well, he was such a big factor because he did something that he's been struggling with, making foul shots. And I think our fans can see his hand, the way he shoots the ball. He's got great, great touch and a great stroke. He just doesn't have the confidence. And you just look at the way they defended him. They sat a guy at the front rim when he caught the ball on the arc. And the first two times he took the shot, he hesitated. And when you hesitate, you break your rhythm. And when you break your rhythm, your chance of making that shot is really limited. It takes away from making that shot. He's just got to catch and go in rhythm. And that's what he did at the foul line. He caught and went in rhythm and made 9 out of 10.
We talked about Emery postgame at Duquesne. So that was the best minutes he's played today again. 8 points defensively. Takes a big-time charge. Just seems to me that he's a guy that exemplifies toughness in more than one part of the game. Would that be accurate?
Well, he certainly got some loose balls. I wish he had gotten control of that one that he went and stole. It would have made him feel better, and that's really what I want to see him feel good, because I want his confidence to be good. And, you know, he made 2 big buckets. He made that teardrop out of a ball screen play, and then he made the teardrop down here. 2 really big buckets for it.
And Luka Brajkovic, what was it about his play today? He ends up with a double-double, 15 and 11.
You know, I'm so puzzled sometimes by Luka when he gets open looks from 3 early on, and he doesn't take them. And then he does it in the second half, and he takes it, and he makes 2 of them. Well, he's a terrific 3-point shooter, and I just wish he would take it every time.
Coach, in that second half, you outscored Fordham 38-22. What really changed there where you guys were able to put your foot on the pedal?
Well, we made some shots in transition. Mike makes that big 3 in transition. I think Sam made a couple in transition. Luka made the big 3. Emery made 1 in transition. So I think that was a big factor. And Lee makes that 3, and the guy that ran through the screen fouled Emery on that play, and we got another point out of that. So it was a 4-point possession.
Finally, Coach, your final takeaways from this one today.
Take what is yours. I think that's a theme that we tell our team all the time. Take what is yours. It's the same thing in life. You know, people aren't going to hand you things. You got to go take it. And I also spoke to our team about climbing a mountain in Bormio in the Alps, and you get to what you think is the top of the mountain, and holy Christmas, there's another hill there right in front of you. And then you get to the top of that hill, and there's another hill. And that's the challenge of climbing a mountain, and that's what we're doing right now. And this journey's been a journey of joy. We got to continue to climb the mountain.
Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations on another win.
Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com.